how much you're paying for this, we could sell it to you for less. And we already know that price is like seventh in the reason customers buy, most customers buy. So we're not going to use price as a purchase facilitator very often. Okay, let's move over now to page 8. Talk a little bit more about profits. Everybody's job is to produce profits. Without profits, we're going to go broke. Let me tell you about a situation that happened to me when I was in sales in the early goings. A customer called me up and said, John, we want to buy 5,000 CNMG 432s. Now, that was, you wouldn't know what a CNMG 432 is, I'm guessing, right? Nobody in the room knows. Yeah, all right. Okay, that was a product nomenclature for something that we sold. 5,000 of them is a huge order of this product. So, you know, I said, okay, well, I'll get your price. So I called our headquarters, you know, and they gave me a price. And so I went, my boss said, well, you know, how did it go? So I said, well, headquarters said we got to sell these at $5 a piece, which is $25,000. 5,000 units times $5 each, $25,000. So my boss said, what do you think? So here I am, a young kid, been no jack squat. I'm out in the field for just a very short time. And I said, I think we ought to give him a discount. So my boss said, what do you think? And I said, why don't we sell him $450 instead of $5? So my boss said, John, you're the man. So we sold that order for $450. So let's take a look at that. There's the order, $25,000 if we sell it at $5 each. There's the order if we sell it at $450. $22,500. So it's less. Well, after a while, years later, even when I was a sales manager, we were giving customers discounts and so on. Years later, I got to thinking, boy, you know, there was material that went into making up those 5,000 CNMGs. There was labor, and there was overhead. What's left here, Melissa? Up here, what's left? Out of that $25,000 order, we have material, labor, overhead, and what's left? Garrett?
Hopefully profit.
The profits, that's what's left. So if you give them a discount, the material's still there, the labor's still there, and the overhead is still there. So where does the discount of 10% come out of here, Susan?
Comes out of the profit.
Comes right out of profits. So I gave them a 10% discount. Instead of being a profit of this magnitude, the profit was only that magnitude. So what could I have done differently? Go ahead, Susan.
If you purchase this many more, I can give them to you at this amount of money.
Okay.
So then that
increase the order size? Okay, maybe. What?
I wouldn't have given them a discount.
Okay.
Unless they ask for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless they ask for it, right? And how many times have we bought something and the customer said, "Well, I can give you a discount on that," and we were willing to pay whatever it was. But I think there's more that we could do.
But if sometimes too, you have like me, if you're going to give me a discount, I'm thinking that you're hiking up the price anyway.
Right.
Because you still want to make that profit.
Right. Right.
So I'm not really getting any discount. What did you pay for that?
Right.
You know, what is your overhead?
Right.
What's your material cost? What's your labor cost?
Yes.
But the more you buy, the less your labor is going to be too.
Sometimes.
Because if you have like in our situation, we have a runtime, we have a setup.
Yes, yes, and you have to amortize that over a number of pieces, and that's correct. That's correct. In this instance, however, they're buying 5,000, so all that was a wash. You know, I mean, we were already at. If they bought 5,500, I think the labor and so on would incrementally be the same. But I don't know. But at any rate, what if I ask some questions, Melissa? What if I asked the customer a question? What question might I ask the customer when he wanted to buy 5,000 of these things? Anybody? How about, Wow, that's a great order. 5,000 of those, that's terrific. Can you tell me
why you need them?
What you're going to do with 5,000 of them, or why you're ordering 5,000? Isn't that a pretty fundamental question? What if the customer came back and said, well, we were using one of your competitor's products, and we found out that this product lasts twice as long as the competitor's product? Then what's another question we might ask?
Who's the competitor?
Can you tell me who the competitor is? And can you tell me how much you're paying the competitor? I remember in a situation with a client, they wanted us to do a sophisticated database application for them. And so we got together, my guys, and we figured out how much it was going to cost us to develop this. And we thought we could sell this thing and make a profit if we sold it for $30,000. That's what we thought.